A bigger pay raise for federal employees is on Congress's agenda, but so are some cuts for some of your most important benefits. Jessica Clement is legislative director at the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association. Jesse, it's great to talk to you as always. I imagine you were pretty excited about the bill that Congressman Connolly and Congressman Moran are sponsoring that's got a 3.3% pay raise for federal employees in it. And then the budget committee chairman in the House, Paul Ryan, comes out with his proposal today, and I bet you, I'm going to guess, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm going to guess that your response was, here we go again.
Hey, Francis, thanks for having me. Talk about one step forward, two steps back, right? Yeah, so the Connolly-Moran bill, and it also has an additional 8 co-sponsors, I think, was welcome news last week to give federal employees a pay raise of 3.3% next year. Unfortunately, I don't expect to go very far, but we are hopeful. And then Paul Ryan's budget earlier this morning was much of the same as we've seen from Paul Ryan since he's been chairman of the budget committee.
I take some heart in the fact that maybe 3.3% is high, but it provides a high-end mark, and that with some work from you and some of your colleagues, it might not be 1% either. It might be somewhere in that range as part of this bigger brew of stuff that it looks like is going to come about.
Well, you're far more optimistic than I am when it comes to the pay raise. Then the president proposed 1%. What I am anticipating from Congress in the appropriations process where the pay raise has been in the past prior to the freeze is that they will probably remain silent much as they did last year. And in that case, if Congress has taken no action towards the end of December, the president can implement a pay raise as he sees fit. Of course, he could also change that 1% to make it larger, should he so choose, by the time we get to December, if Congress hasn't taken action. But I'm not terribly hopeful in that either. Go back to what you said about the 3.3%. In the last 4 years, federal employee pay raises have totaled all of 1%. It's the 1% pay raise they got this year.
Yeah.
While private sector salaries increased, I believe, upwards of 7% during that same time frame.
I apologize that we're almost out of time. This hour's gotten away from me quicker than I expected, Jess. But if there's one thing that you can take away from Congressman Ryan's budget release today, it's that the likelihood of it going anywhere is almost zero, because there are already Democratic members of the Senate sending out press releases saying this is not going to work. This isn't going anywhere.
They already set baseline numbers for FY15. Appropriations has already begun its work moving forward with those numbers. To put out a budget at this point in the game was really an exercise in futility for the budget chairman. So, like you, just much like the president's budget, it's not getting a lot of traction this year, and I don't expect Paul Ryan's budget to get much either.
I'm going to make a mark that next time I got to make more space for you, Jess. I appreciate you being on this
problem.
Afternoon. Thanks for
Francis.
Your time. Jessica Clements, legislative director at the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, and you can read more about the budget deal at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.